Hello, friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and GodTube, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Husband surprises wife with lost wedding video on their 14th anniversary. Couple Drew and Kayla Gottfried thought their wedding video was lost forever until husband surprises wife with lost wedding video on their 14th anniversary. I'm crying, Kayla is crying, and I know you'll be crying after you watch this incredibly sweet and romantic gesture. In the video, Drew explains, "This is my wife Kayla. Today is our 14th wedding anniversary. She has never seen a video of our wedding ceremony. We were told shortly after our wedding that the video had been accidentally erased." Like many brides, Kayla had planned for their big day to be forever captured on video. All was well until the couple wanted to watch it and transfer the video from an old VHS tape to a new digital format. That's when the couple learned the tape was blank. Needless to say, Kayla was beyond devastated. 14 years later, Drew got a call from a friend at church. This friend was cleaning out the church library of videos when he recognized Drew and Kayla on the film. He was just going through old tapes of the church, and he found one and saw that he recognized us from the video, Drew said. He didn't even know that we didn't have our videos. He just found it and messaged me and said, "Look what I found." Can you believe it? Well, Drew didn't either, but then it gave him an idea to surprise his wife on their 14th wedding anniversary. He took the video that his wife has never seen down to a movie theater and requested a private viewing party. Drew then rented out the theater. On the day of their anniversary, Drew took Kayla to the movies, and she has no idea she's about to see her wedding video for the first time. Drew turns on his phone to record this moment. As the previews end, familiar voices begin to play, and then the screen is filled with those familiar faces. Instantly, Kayla recognizes her friends and family, and she knows it's a video of their wedding. She doesn't just cry. The woman begins to bawl tears of joy as they get to finish watching their wedding for the first time after 14 years. This emotional video has received more than 61 million views on TikTok. It's such a beautiful testament to just how much he cherishes his bride. "I thank my God in all my remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine, for you all making my prayer with joy, because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now." Philippians 1:3-5.
Hey listeners, I want to ask you a question. Do you feel like your prayer life is stagnant or stale? Do you desire to make prayer a part of your everyday life? If you answered yes to either of those questions, then we've got a podcast for you. It's called Teach Us to Pray. The Teach Us to Pray podcast, hosted by Christina Patterson, walks you through simple, effective steps to grow the spiritual discipline of prayer in your life. When we grow in prayer, we grow closer to God. You can find the Teach Us to Pray podcast at lifeaudio.com or in your favorite podcast app. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
Photo of dad sleeping on hospital floor goes viral for all the right reasons. Written by Heather Riggleman. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. When Sarah Duncan captured a photo of her husband sleeping on the hospital floor, she never expected it to spark conversations about parenting or go viral. But the image did indeed go viral, and for all the right reasons. One day, Sarah Duncan noticed her daughter was wheezing, so she made the decision to have her baby be seen by a doctor. What she didn't expect was to be there way into the wee hours of the morning. Because of her husband, Joe Duncan, works 12-hour days as a cement technician, she was worried he wouldn't get the sleep he needed. She texted him to stay home and get rest. But Joe isn't that kind of guy. He's a hands-on husband and dad. Joe went home, changed into clean clothes, and then made the 1-hour drive to the hospital. Even though there was nothing Sarah nor Joe could do but sit, wait, and comfort their daughter, Joe didn't want her to do it alone. Sarah said, "He's a I have to be with you type of guy." "I knew that he was exhausted. I said, 'Stay home. I know my way at the hospital.' And he was like, 'No, you're not going up there by yourself.'" As they waited for doctors to clear their daughter to go home, Sarah looked over and realized her husband had dozed off and was sleeping on the hospital floor. Over in the corner, her husband had laid down on his side and used their daughter's car seat as a pillow. In that moment, Sarah realized something truly precious. She had a man who was willing to do life with her, no matter the cost. Sarah Duncan wanted the world to know just how grateful she is for her husband. She then snapped a photo of him sleeping on the hospital floor and posted it to Facebook with the caption, "Let's talk about this because it doesn't get enough attention. What some may see, a dad sleeping while mom stays awake holding their sleeping baby in the ER at 2 a.m. What I see, a dad sleeping on the hard floor of an ER after working 12-hour shifts 6 days a week for the last month, despite the fact his wife asked him to stay home and rest, all because he didn't want his babies in STL alone. Because he didn't want his wife to have to do it on her own, no matter how exhausted he is. Marriage and parenting isn't 50-50. Some days it is. Other days it's 60-40, 70-30, or even 80-20. And you have to be willing to pull your weight no matter what your partner needs that day. This is what love is. This is what being a husband is. This is what being a daddy is. And I wouldn't want to do life with anyone else. Thanks for all you do for us, Daddy. We love you." Sarah, we couldn't agree more. Thank you for posting this photo, and thank you for bringing attention to dads like Joe. He will turn the hearts of the fathers to their children, and the hearts of the children to their fathers. Micah 4:6.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
There's nothing in this world that he cannot do if we truly allow his love.
We can do nothing without him. Anything that we do apart from him is not something that's permanent.
We all need his grace. That's everybody. We are all broken people on our way to a place that we believe is waiting on us in heaven.
You can find more of Bridges with Monica Schmelter at lifeaudio.com.
In Christ, we are all one family.
Amen.